You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you keep going and keep mind clarity when you experience life challenges? So the key is to, number one, set intentions, and number two, hold intentions. Now, most people in the world, they don't even set intentions. They just kind of stumble through space and it's like, oh, traffic. Oh, that sucked, right? They're just stumbling through space, just like a little, like a tumbleweed, just going from meeting to meeting, job to job, relationship, not setting any intention, just hoping. Hope this one works out. Hope this one's good, right? So number one is set a damn intention. What is it you want? What do you want out of the relationship? What do you want out of your faith? What do you want out of your family? What do you hope to see? What do you want in finance? What do you want in fitness? What do you want in fun? All right, so first just set an intention. And then for most, the harder part is holding the intention, holding it. Because here's the deal. When you set an intention of something you've never accomplished before, the personality and person that you are can't achieve that. You have to alter your personality. And sometimes to alter your personality, you need a challenge. I'll give you an example. So we've had our Inner Circle program for many years, 5-6 years. And it's where I coach the coaches and those coaches coach a lot of our students. And so, you know, it's been a great program. We have thousands of testimonials. But I decided, I'm like, you know, it's kind of been at the same level for, you know, quite a few years as far as revenue. I really want to ramp it up. The next week, I'm on a group coaching call with all my coaches. And one of my coaches that I really admired, like I really admired her. I looked up to her. I thought she was just awesome. Like I enjoyed my time with her. She attacked me, just attacked me. And it was clearly some built up resentment. I'd never heard anything. Like I literally never heard her say anything negative to me. So this was all news to me. And so for about 80 seconds, I felt like, man, what the hell? And then I remembered, oh yeah, I set that intention to improve the program. So this must need to happen. And so hardly anyone sets intention, but for those that do, they set an intention. I want to grow my team. And they set that intention, and the team that they have is in a position that actually won't grow because they have some toxic leaders, they have some maybe wacky systems, or they don't have good follow-up or whatever. So some challenge needs to show up for them to change their personality and team to actually grow. But often they don't know how to hold intention. So they set this intention, I'm going to grow my team. And the next day their leader leaves and they're like, oh my God, I'm so unlucky. This really sucks. Now I'll never grow my team. And they smother the original intention, which was on its way to them. They smother it, it goes away. So set intention, hold intention. So about 80 seconds in, I realized, oh, this needed to happen for me to reach my intention. So she leaves and continues to bash me today. And I wish her nothing but love. I wish her love. I wish her joy. I wish her happiness. I hope she positively impacts a lot of people in her life because she already has up till now, at least. And so she leaves. The next week, we bring in 3 six-figure earner coaches that just reached out and said, hey, we want to coach for you. Now, they're already making 6 figures in their company. And they said, hey, we want to be part of your Inner Circle program and as coaches. And they've been through my training. I coached all of them in the past. And they want to be a coach for us. So all of a sudden, our program went from here to like way up here. We already had amazing coaches, but in 1 week after I was attacked, because I held the intention, I didn't smother it and say, woe is me, darn it, these darn challenges, how dare she, right? I held the intention. 3 new Inner Circle coaches came in, 6-figure earners each. And we also made some modifications to the program. And now that program is way better than I thought it could even be. Right. And we're still improving it, always constant improvement. And so the key is set an intention. And when you see a life challenge, say, oh, this must need to happen for me to grow into the person that is going to get that intention. So another thing for me, I needed foreclosure. I didn't think it at the time. I didn't want it at the time. But, you know, quite a few years ago, I went and I lost everything in the real estate market crash, went through foreclosure, went through a divorce, went through deep depression. But looking back, I needed that. I needed those things. Now, I didn't hold the intention, so it took a lot longer. If I'd held the intention, I would have bounced back a lot faster.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.